Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 175 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, I'm a little sad to talk about it, but it is official. Bugatti has announced that they are ending the production of the one and only Chiron. This is, without a doubt, one of the greatest hypercars of all time when it made its official unveiling in 2016. I was like most people and was a little skeptical about it, not doubting its performance and how great it was going to be, just the looks, because when I became a car enthusiast, one of the biggest cars at that time back in 2005 was the unveiling of the Bugatti Veyron, and everybody knows how legendary that car is. That car, realistically, let's just say it what it is. They really set the benchmark at that time for hypercars. And many people believe Bugatti still does set the benchmark today. And it was so out of the ordinary and so wild that captivated every single car enthusiast. So when Bugatti at that time down the road announced, hey, we're making another Bugatti, everybody lost their minds. And I was one of them. And then when they debuted the car and actual photos of what it was going to look like, seeing pictures of it and seeing it on the internet, I had my doubts. It was not that it was bad, but the Veyron had such a presence about it. It was obviously sharing similar characteristics as the Veyron because it's the base model for Bugatti, basically. But when the Chiron came out, it was similar to the Veyron in certain aspects, but it was so different at the same time. It was really hard to warm up to initially. Granted, some time had gone by, and when I saw it in person, completely took my heart, as I'm sure it did with everybody else. The Chiron is just, it's so epic in every which way. The W16 engine with 1500 horsepower, and it's so comfortable, but it's so fast. It is legitimately a daily drivable hypercar, and you can't say that with too many hypercars. That's one of the things that really separates Bugatti, is you can drive it every single day. You truly can, and you can use it as a car. That's one of the things that makes Bugatti different from the other hypercars out there, and that's kind of why it's a little sad to say that Bugatti is just ending it, because the car is just epic. So this actually presents a very rare opportunity right now. Bugatti has officially mentioned publicly that there are fewer than 100 Chirons left available for purchase. So if you happen to have a spare 2.5 million laying around, minimum, basically, that also depends on the specifications you decide to order, be sure to contact Bugatti over in Molsheim, France, or go to your local Bugatti dealer and place your order, because there's less than 100 of them left and are available to be built. Fully tailor-made, fully customizable. This truly is a rare opportunity to get your hands on a hypercar that is just held in such high standard, and it just, if you haven't seen one in person, find a way. If you haven't been in one, find a way. It's going to be hard, but find a way to get a ride in one, and you'll truly see how special this car actually is. Now, knowing that Bugatti is officially ending the Chiron once the models are all out, what does the future look like for Bugatti? What do they have planned? What are they doing next? Well, President of Bugatti, Mr. Stefan Winkelmann, who we all know and love as the former president and CEO of Lamborghini, he actually has a quote, and what he said is this: "All I can say is this. We'll be presenting a few interesting surprises in 2020. We have several ideas and are continuing to work on the future of our traditional mark." Now, that kind of goes along the lines with what Bugatti posted in the very beginning of January. It was a photo of a car with kind of a car cover on it, and it said 2020, year of the Bugatti. So they clearly have something special lined up, and they clearly have something special planned. And it's been rumored for a little while now. I mean, Bugatti's talked about SUV and hybridization of their vehicles and electric vehicles, just like every single company has. I mean, this is just the time and the era we're in the automotive world. So I wouldn't be surprised if they created some form of hybrid vehicle or some form of electric vehicle. And honestly, I don't know how I feel about it yet, but a Bugatti SUV, we talked about a Bugatti SUV earlier on in this podcast. It's not something I think I necessarily see a need for. I'm not sure who would buy one, but you know what? I bet if Bugatti made an SUV, so there would be a market, or they would create a market for it and someone would buy it. But we do know they have special things planned. They're looking towards the future. It's just kind of sad to officially say that Bugatti did publicly mention that the Chiron is officially going out of production. And for those of you that are going to place an order, if you're listening to this podcast and you happen to have a Chiron on order, or if you plan on ordering one, just know you can expect your order to be filled in 2022. Keep in mind, they don't have that many people working on the cars. I think they have less than 30. And so it takes a long time to build them. But ladies and gentlemen, as sad as it is to say again, Bugatti's ending the Chiron. And that's all we have for episode number 175. What do you guys think Bugatti is going to do? Are they going to create a hybrid? Are they going to create an electric? Are they going to make an SUV? Are they going to make another hypercar to, you know, oversee the Chiron and the Veyron, another performance car? Let me know what you guys think. What do you think Bugatti is going to do in the near future? But that's all we got for today's episode. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. If you're checking out the podcast for the first time, bless your heart so much. Thank you so much for stopping by. Feel free to head over to the YouTube channel as well. Unless you're already watching on YouTube, if you are, thank you. And once you get to the channel, just browse the channel. If you guys see what you like, hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. You know, if you ever need anything from me, shoot me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the links in the description, your guys' go-to source for the best car apparel out there. If you're looking for your favorite hat, shirt, jacket, accessory from your favorite car company, www.tlog.com, your go-to source for the best car apparel. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune on to our next episode, number 176, in which we're going to be talking about something special. That is Karma and how they are developing a truck to further expand their footprint in the automotive world. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.